never a shortage of dumb people doing really stupid things. Welcome to another edition of Idiotology with Lynch and Taco, 101.1 WJRR. Bunch of freaking idiots.
All right, this hour on the Lynch and Taco Show brought to you by Nation's Trucks on 1792 in Sanford. What we got here? Guys, do you remember a few weeks ago we were talking about that British grocery store chain that was getting mocked openly for trying to sell bags of leaves for $8?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, beautiful fall foliage that they were schlepping as, you know, nice arrangements that you can have for $8. Well, this concept has now made it to here in the United States. Compliments of a San Francisco boutique grocery chain called Buyrites. Now, they're upping this. Their bouquets are, quote, organic fall leaves, unquote. And these special organic fall leaves, which are just bags of leaves anybody could rake up off the ground, are on sale for $15. Now, that's San Francisco pricing.
But I thought, well, the last time we talked about this, we've had this at, like, Joann's and stuff, where you get the pine cones and it's all scented cinnamon and stuff. Those are just leaves that you put in your living room.
And why are they saying that they're organic? Aren't all trees organic?
I guess it's not like a fake leaf.
No.
They swept it up in the parking lot, put it in a bag. They're selling it to you now.
It would be way easier just to get the natural organic leaves and have to manufacture leaves and then package and sell them. I mean, she got some in-between guy raking things up, sacking them up, and you know, dropping them off at the boutique organic grocery store. $15, done.
Does it say how much these ones are in the States? Because you said San Fran, right?
That's yes, I said $15.
Yeah,
$15.
Of course, we doubled the price over here.
Mm-hmm. That's the U.S. That's how we riz. Check this out. You got me thinking back to raking leaves. And again, I had a dead tree, so we had to cut it down. So my oaks are gone, so I don't have to rake anymore. I know, Lynch, you deal with it. And it is such a headache. I was just thinking, for whatever reason, that imagine if you raked up all your bags of leaves. Because you get everything done. You got those big old black bags out, and they're out by the curb or whatever. If some mischievous kids grabbed them, cut them open, and poured them all over your yard again, I would...
Don't give anybody that idea!
No, I'm just thinking...
You'd go ballistic.
I don't have any trees anymore, so it doesn't matter if I put that... I'm kidding. Don't do that, kids. But no, I'm picturing, Lynch, like your house. I'd be looking on those cameras, the security cameras, and immediately I'd be beating a little kid up.
And
I think an officer would side with me and say, oh, yeah, that's a little leaf.
That'd be even worse for you. You don't have trees. What if every morning you woke up and someone put trees all along, like, your lawn and in your driveway? Yeah.
Leaves?
Yeah.
I'd be beating them up.
I love, you know, the leaves fall at a different time around Florida. Obviously, the rest of the country, they're dropping like crazy. I love when you hear about... You know, the best thing to do is just leave the leaves on the ground. And, you know, they act as they hold moisture for the ground and blah, blah, said the people who don't own homes that are covered in 4 foot of leaves this time of year.
Exactly. That's crazy talk. We are on Facebook Live, by the way, WJRR Facebook page.
This is an age old scenario, which I've probably been pulled into more than Taco Bomb because he just doesn't put up with it. And you've talked about it many times, going shopping with your wife.
Oh, yeah. We just have an understanding. We don't grocery shop together.
You don't do much shopping together, period, right? Because you just don't want to be lingering around being bored out of your skull. And, well, you know how it goes.
Exactly. She tries working it in when we're going, like, let's say I'm the nice guy. And I say, hey, can I take you to breakfast? Let's go to breakfast. And she tries working in a store. I go, ah.
There's a new Instagram account that's getting a lot of traction right now addressing this issue called miserable men account. It's nothing but pictures of dudes looking bummed, bored, or even falling asleep while they're on shopping trips with their wives.
And they're always on that one chair, right? Because you notice there's in stores, there's just one chair or a little bench or something, and all the dads are like, God, I wish that guy would get off there because I'm getting really tired standing over here. I'll just walk out front. Like, if it's shopping at Ross or something, I'll walk out front and sit in the heat instead. I don't care.
I'll find where they have, like, folded the t-shirts and stuff, and I'll kind of like check it to be like, is this stable? Can this hold my big frame? And then if it can, then I, you know, I scoot some t-shirts over and then take a plop down.
You're a merchant's worst nightmare. Because you know how, Lynch, you've been to like an Old Navy or something, right, Lynch?
Yeah, the shirt's always perfectly folded.
Exactly. Yeah. And then in comes this long-haired kid, Gamble. He's testing. This is the sound of him testing the shirts. Oh, yeah, this will hold me. Sitting up there with his jeans that haven't been washed in a week and a half at most, or at least.
I feel terrible when you go buy clothes. You know, like they do. They have this just this retail store way of folding things perfectly. And when I open something up or try, I can never get it folded back, and I end up just throwing it on the table. I can't even hang stuff back on hangers like they have them in the store. It's just like, you know, it's falling off one shoulder and hanging down towards the ground.
And it's really tough to get those little mechanical beepers off. I'm joking. Just like I was joking about the leaves, I'm a commercial
needle nose pliers.
I'm a commercial landscaper, and I caught a woman in a parking lot collecting pine cones and trying to sell them. Oh, that's sad.
God.
Somebody said use a blower. To hell with raking. Yeah, you blow it all up in a thing, and then you still have to rake it into the
rake
can.
Comes into play at some point. It's inevitable. Four Loko is releasing ready-to-drink bottled shots called Pregame.
No!
Oh, this isn't trouble.
13.9% alcohol by volume.
Is this to pregame? Pregame for Four Loko?
I don't know!
Because that's Four Loko is enough. This is like, okay, this is tailgate, and you got to get the pregame. Then you have the Four Loko at the event.
Do you want to know what the first thing I think of is, you guys know how there used to be like the old Four Loko formula, right?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, the original.
What this tells me is that they're taking everything that they had to take out of the original Four Loko, and they're just putting it in a second can. So now you pregame with that, and then you just drink a regular Four Loko. So it's like having the old recipe.
I think you may be right, Gamble. This drink is not like the typical Four Loko, according to the release. It's non-carbonated. It's you can throw this into like a soda or a water of your choice if you want to dilute it, or you can just take it and sip it on its own. And it comes in three different very bright flavors: sour blue, Raz, lemonade, and sour peach. And initially, this is only going to be available in several southeastern states, including Tennessee, Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina, and Alabama. Does not mention Florida yet, but it does look like this may be expanding soon.
Oh, you know Florida is going to be involved in this. We're always
free game.
Somebody said Four Lokos taste like that time that I almost died.
My second girlfriend broke up with me at homecoming after drinking Four Loko.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is that why you hate Four Loko now?
A little bit.
We had, when Four Loko had the original formula, and when they were getting all the heat and having to transition to the new one, we went and procured a bunch of the originals, and Taco spent a morning on the show drinking those, and it was, it was not good.
I can't believe he's still here.
And that's when I smoked. And I remember running downstairs, down that back stairwell there, four flights of stairs to go smoke. After drinking a Four Loko, I almost passed out in the parking lot. Not from being buzzed, just my heart. Oh, insane.
If I'm not mistaken, I think we arranged where I drove you home after work that day.
Yeah.
And you almost like fell in the hedges there by your garage.
Well, by then I was buzzed because we drank more. But... hey, back to his prom. I know we got to get to another story, but back to your prom. Was it prom or homecoming?
Homecoming.
And she broke up with you because of the Four Loko. Did she maybe break up with you because she had to drive you there because you didn't have your license?
No, homecoming. We all got a limo. She told me that when she drinks, her real emotions came out, so her real feelings about me came out in that moment. She wanted to break up.
Poor kid.
It wasn't a good homecoming.
God, I realized how much I hate you.
Yeah.
I think we can just leave it at that. Good God.
Lynch and Taco on demand. Download the iHeartRadio app.